You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. For many Californians, it's been one of the few upsides of the coronavirus outbreak. Little and at times no traffic. Even during rush hour, you can often move along at a pretty good clip on the freeways these days. And outside of peak times, you can clock 65 and still have other drivers buzzing right past you. That's made commentator Joe Matthews do some thinking about the role congestion plays in our lives here in the Golden State. In this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, we asked Joe, could it be he's actually starting to miss those freeway tie-ups?
Missing might be strong, but I think traffic misses us. A California without traffic isn't really California, and in many ways is a diminished California. I like moving around fast too, though I must say almost giving run off the road while doing 70 has its problems too. And that's happened to me, and as I've made my way around and everywhere from San Diego to Santa Barbara in recent weeks.
You know, some folks I know, especially parents with young kids, say they miss the quiet time they're used to having in the car, not necessarily 2 hours a day of it again, but time to hear themselves think. Is that true for you?
I think it is. I mean, one of the services traffic provides us is that quiet time in the car. Now, you know, transportation agencies routinely issue reports about all the hours traffic congestion costs Californians, time away from their families, you know, 60 hours, 80 hours, 100 hours in some of the worst places a year. Those are annual figures. And I don't know, I could stand 60 hours away from the family after 4 months of this. I don't know about you, but I'm certainly would be up for that.
We also talk about, you know, the cost of traffic in terms of repairs, gasoline. But the lack of traffic, the lack of congestion over the last few months has actually made many roads less safe.
Well, yes. I mean, it's a complicated picture. You know, at first in the lockdown in March and April, we saw big declines, not just in traffic, but in accidents and injuries and deaths. But since the beginning of opening up again, which has brought some traffic back, but we're still, you know, well below 80% of normal in most parts of the state, what's happened is that the speeds have been excessive. So the latest projections have us having as many traffic deaths in California in 2020 as in 2019, but with a lot less traffic. That tells you something about speed, and that tells you again about how underappreciated traffic and traffic congestion are.
Then there are the dollars and cents issues. Traffic supports jobs, you know, things like car dealerships, car repairs, car washes. And in Southern California, traffic is a kind of unofficial indicator of how the economy is doing. You know, when the economy is humming along, you got more delivery trucks, construction trucks, and so on hitting the road.
That's right. A lot of the studies on traffic congestion, they're actually pretty complicated. And the scholars talk about there's good congestion, which is the congestion you see around a job center or downtown that has a lot of things to offer. There's bad congestion, which is, of course, the congestion of an accident. But that good congestion, you know, the study suggests a real strong impact on jobs and economic growth. It's a reason why we see some very productive concentration of industries, particularly technology has benefited from that in California. And traffic does encourage good behaviors, riding transit, walking and biking more. And it also encourages sort of infill development in dense urban places as opposed to sprawl.
There's nothing like the threat of having to sit on the 405 or the 101 to get somebody to get out of their car and take a bus or light rail or something like that.
That's right. And we're seeing a collapse of transit agencies. Obviously, partly that's fear of being in a combined place with people, but also traffic seems to be a factor in this huge collapse in ridership from BART in San Francisco to Metro here in LA to, you know, the trolleys down in San Diego. And you're going to see bailouts of a lot of transit agencies effectively to keep them going until traffic, you know, reemerges to protect those transit agencies. Traffic is actually a kind of a pro-transit force.
So is it possible that at some point we might find you pining for a day when we'll see a return to bumper-to-bumper traffic, say, on the 110 through downtown?
I do find myself missing traffic, not so much the traffic, but the things it benefits. I have a greater appreciation for as a result of this. And so I'll never love traffic. You know, some of the research suggests, you know, that traffic by sort of forcing us to slow down and congregate, and, you know, increases our chances of meeting people, which is never an easy thing to do in LA, and, you know, even perhaps finding love. So appreciate it, you know, and the faster we can sort of get through this pandemic, get traffic back to normal, you know, traffic and you, you know, all of us Californians can be together again, as it seems we are destined to be.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.